Hello.
Hey Jasmine, it's Raymond here. I think.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No,
I
that's fine.
accidentally disconnected you, but I got his social.
Okay, all
I
right.
told him about it.
Good. So he's going to be receiving an email and a text message here as soon as
Okay.
we get you guys enrolled. He's going to have all the information on hand to read through it once again. So yeah, awesome. Spell his name for me, please.
His first name is Harold, H as in Harry, A R O L D, Harold.
Harold, okay.
He has the same last name as mine.
Okay. Bennett. Bennett. Does Harold have a middle name or initial I should put on file?
Dwayne, Dwayne.
Okay, and what's his cell phone number?
His cell phone number is area code 504-930-5592.
Okay, great. I do you know his email by any chance? If you don't,
I
if you do,
do,
okay,
and I
perfect. All right.
his email is. It's his first name dot D dot Bennett at gmail.com.
Okay, great. And his date of birth as well.
His date of birth is July 21st, 1998.
Oh man, I feel like I'm putting you to the test. If someone was asking me these questions about my brothers, I wouldn't know. Yeah. All right. Now his social security number. I'm ready. Go ahead.
438 97 1109.
Okay, great. Okay, can you repeat that for me once again? 438 97, okay. 1109?
1 1, yeah.
Okay, that's what I wasn't sure there. Great, I'm running his score as well. We're going to have the questions for authentication purposes to go through. Let's hope we can answer them correctly. If not, he would get it to do it on his cell phone as he is creating his client portal. But let's give it a
Okay.
try ourselves.
I think I should know.
Okay. Wow. You're awesome. That's crazy. But, good in a way. So, first question here, which of the following is a current or previous employer? Corporate Express, Duncan Construction, US Air Force, HMS Hoft Restaurant, or none of the above?
It's HMS Host.
Hoft, HOFT. Okay. Which of the following people have lived with you in the last 10 years? Mary Brian, Ben Hawkins, April Panino, Hannah Pombo, or none of the above?
I don't think none of them.
Okay. The next question is
I don't
pretty
think
much the
so.
county for the address you provided. We know it's Duval. You did mention that. And
Oh, he has a separate, he lives in a different state than I do.
oh, really? Okay. I was using your exact same address for him.
Oh, that's why.
Right. Should we leave it that way or should we put his actual address? Because you're actually going to be receiving letters in regards of the negative items we'll try to dispute from his credit report if there is any. And we actually use those letters to take the next step and work around whatever excuse they came up with to not get those negative items off.
Well, what
I
do you
can
think
change
is the
his.
best option?
Well, let's change his address and give it to him. It sounds to me like you're keeping track of everything he's doing, financial wise, credit wise. I think you should get those
Well, he
letters.
would have, well, is there a way you can send a link to his email address so he can do it himself?
Okay, yeah. I get that's what I'll be doing as a matter of fact. So he's gonna get his information and he can change the address himself if he wants to do it.
Okay.
All right. Okay, awesome. We'll do it that way. What is the area code for his phone number ending in 3618? Do you know?
For his telephone number?
For his cell phone number, 3618, according to this information, he had that number before. And the area code options that I'm getting is 337 318 504 985 or none of the above.
504.
504, okay. That should give us access to his credit score. Let's see. Okay. Here we go. So Harold's credit score is currently at 471.
Oh my God.
471. There is six hard inquiries on his credit report. Okay. 34 minor delinquent accounts. So those are, remember, the late payments he might have fallen behind on. Okay. Five major derogatory trade lines. So those are the actual negative accounts on his credit report. One of those accounts is in collections. The balance for it is $322. Okay. Honestly, it's not as bad as we are used to. The main issue he is having is lack of credit usage, lack of record, and making payments on time. So that's what he needs to fix, pretty much. And we're gonna help him straighten that those things out as well. I wish he was on the phone so that I could explain the packet to him, but it's gonna be all on the email for him to read.
Yeah, he's at work right now.
He's at work. Okay. All right. Awesome. So as I promised, it's just $12.95 for the both of you. Nothing else. The next payment will take place on the 20th, just as you requested. So not next week, but the week after that, Monday the 20th, and that's when the first full payment of 149 will take place, minus a one-time $30 discount since you're coming from working with another different credit repair company.
Okay.
Now the promotion here, the family plan, is for the first 45 days. Once those 45 days are up, it'll go to normal family plan pricing, which is $249 per month for the both of you. But you can remove one or the other user. In your case, you can take yourself out of the account before those first 45 days are up. You don't need that much help, and we'll just continue working on his case, and it'll go back to
Okay.
normal pricing. Okay?
That sounds good.
Awesome. So I just need to go over our credit card disclosure. We need your authorization in order to process an initial payment of $12.95 to be charged today.
So
Standard
it'll be
procedure.
24, so it'll be $25 for both of us together today.
No, it's $12.95 for the both of you
Oh,
together.
okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
All right. Yeah. Two for the price of one here. So, yeah. The thing is, help him save. Help you save. And help. Save
Yeah.
him from making the mistakes we made. I'm sure you've made them. I've made them. So
Yeah,
it's really,
I'm trying to help him, Well, we've been
yeah.
helping each other, so, and I really
Good.
appreciate him.
Awesome. That's great. All right. So standard procedure dictates that cards resulting in a decline will be subject to a reattempt for enrollment. We will not overdraft your account if the funds are not available, so you won't deal with any issues there. We try to process it through. One more thing that I wanted to mention is that we have a referral program. If you recommend us to any friends, family members, they call in, get enrolled, mentioning your name or your brother's name, that's $50 off on your next monthly payment on top of any other discounts you might have gotten already. You can do that every month as well. Yeah, I mean, if you talk to a friend or someone, tell them. Sure, the conversation is going to come up. We have an A plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. They can go and check it out, and hey, it's really good information for them to see. All right, Jasmine, welcome to the Credit Pros. It's a pleasure to have you on board. You should be receiving an email any t or a text message any minute now. Before you go in and check, I would like to give you our customer service phone number for you to use in case of any questions, any concerns, any doubts about the program.
Okay.
Tell me when you're ready.
9 5 I don't know what I was just doing. I'm ready.
Okay, so it's 973-233-3300.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Awesome. That's for customer service. Go ahead and check your phone for me. Check your email. See if you've gotten anything from the Credit Pros. It should say, "Welcome to the Credit Pros. Access your client portal."
Yes, I just received it.
You just got it. Perfect. So there is a link in there for you. HTML, I'm not sure how it starts, but right after it says access your client portal right away, there is a link.
Okay.
Click on that link and it'll open up another page. This is our agreement of service. It's the laws and regulations we use in your state to dispute negative items. It's our obligations towards you as a consumer. Read through it, take your time. We are not in a hurry.
Okay.
Everything we talked about is there. Pricing, family plan. Once you're ready and done, go to the bottom, hit agree and sign, and then the next step.
Okay, it's still loading. Maybe because
Oh,
we're on the phone. I don't know. Oh, never
okay.
mind.
It takes a minute. It's completely normal for it to take this long.
What does your credit score need to be in order to buy a house, like 650?
At least 650, and it's going to get you an okay interest rate. If you want the best interest rate, it's best for you to wait until you hit 700. Have you thought about a rent-to-own option?
You know what? No, I haven't.
Okay. Well, now that you brought up the fact, that you are looking to get a mortgage, I think a rent-to-own option would be good for you. You are already where you need to be. So the way it works is you'll rent the place out for a few months. Once your score hits the 700, you can move forward with a mortgage on it. So it begins to feel like a home. The reason why I'm telling you this is because we actually include a recommendation letter stating that you are working with us, that you are reporting positive credit to make it look appealing and help you get into a home. And I'll put notes down on your file, tell your credit advisor that you are looking for a rent-to-own home so that we can help you get additional listings put together from the companies we get transfers from. Trustworthy companies, of course, for you to work with.
Okay.
All right, awesome. If you're following the steps there, stop when you get to the part where you see the accounts in your credit report after you create the password and everything, okay?
I already went to the part where it's asking you to upload your ID.
Oh, geez. Okay, that's way up ahead. Okay, no worries. Let me get your advisor on the line so that we can give you a rundown on the app, the benefits, and all. Before you speak to your advisor, I'm going to put you through ACE. It's our automated system. It will verify that I entered your information correctly. It's a quick 2-minute recording. At the end of the audio, press the number 1 on your phone, and that's going to get your advisor on the line who will see my notes and continue from where you and I left off. Awesome. Jasmine, it was a pleasure speaking with you. God bless. Take care. Stay safe. You're definitely in great hands. We'll keep in touch.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.